looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the relationship between Prince Harry and Prince Charles seems to go from bad to worse. Prince Harry is wanting to make it clear that he has cut ties with the Saudi billionaire who also happens to be old pals with his dad. Adam Gilchrist, what's going on?
Yeah, they both had meetings, both Prince Harry and Prince Charles have had meetings with this guy before, Mahfouz bin Mahfouz, who's a terribly wealthy Saudi Arabian and essentially a Saudi billionaire, if you like. And essentially, Prince Harry was in contact because he wanted some money for one of his foundations. Prince Charles was in contact because he wanted some money for his foundation. But the accusation is, not from Prince Harry, but in a roundabout way, that Charles was suggesting maybe there could be a knighthood in return for some charity donations. Now, whether that's why Harry cut the ties, we don't know. But nonetheless, there is a sort of a falling out, if you like, through a third party. But we also learn in the course of all this that's going on that Prince Charles and his son haven't spoken for 8 months. And that is just awful. I mean, you know, they're only at the end of phones, and obviously the pandemic got in the way of a few things. But since the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral, so since Dad's or Granddad's funeral, they haven't actually talked, and they won't have cleared the air on this issue either. That's terribly sad.
Terribly sad for Her Majesty the Queen, especially. It just goes from bad to worse to absolutely no talkies between Prince Harry and Prince Charles. Now, you've got a heavy winter storm that might be coming?
We have. It's hitting now. It's sort of a swept through Ireland and up the west coast of England and Wales, and now is heading on. And it's our second one, because it's not very long ago we were talking about Storm Arwen and the damage and the electricity cuts, the power cuts, people snowed in the pub, and the fact that, you know, it was really quite hard going for about 10 days. And it's only really been cleared for 2 days, and along comes Storm Barra, again with hefty winds, high seas, etc., etc. And I was just looking, I'm thinking, Arwen and Barra, apparently, we're going with Welsh names for our storms this year, so I am excitedly looking forward to storms Corey, Dudley, Eunice, Franklin, Gladys and Herman. They're a rum bunch, aren't they?
Now, I've got a challenge for you for either tomorrow or Friday. We want your favourite Christmas song, so you need to give it a bit of thought, and everyone will be listening, so you've got just one song. We don't need your top 10, just one, all right?
Oh, I want to give you a top 20.
No,
okay,
no. You've got 24 hours to think about it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Will do.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.